This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a busy couple of days for health insurance news. Friday, it was Aetna buying Humana in a $37 billion transaction. And then yesterday, a tax policy story in the Los Angeles Times about how Blue Shield of California lost its nonprofit tax exemption last summer. The Times says it has reviewed documents from the state that show the company had $4 billion in customer premiums just sitting around that it was holding on to, surplus, is what the state audit calls it. Blue Shield continues to fight the loss of that nonprofit status. But in other news, Blue Shield was a nonprofit? What? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
So first, what is a nonprofit health insurance company anyway? Michael Sparer at Columbia University explains.
They're mission-driven. They're going to be reinvesting any surplus they have. They're not going to be sharing surpluses with shareholders or looking to make a large profit.
Back in the Depression, when these statewide nonprofit health insurance plans were starting up, they achieved that social welfare mission by setting the same premiums for everyone, regardless of how sick or healthy. But Tom Baker at the University of Pennsylvania Law School says being nonprofit didn't mean being a charity.
They've never been that kind of warm and friendly, small, mutual type health insurance.
In fact, he says being nonprofit was more of a business decision.
They were set up as nonprofits as a way of justifying their monopoly power, making doctors more comfortable with the idea that they might be deciding whether to pay for things or not.
Okay, now fast forward to 2015. Obamacare, consolidation, uncertainty, lots of competition from for-profit health insurers. Jill Horwitz at UCLA Law School says that's what nonprofits seem to be hoarding cash for.
I would have been more concerned if we saw a lot of spending on atriums and big bonuses, offices, and things like that. But what we're seeing is cash in the bank.
Cash to buy other healthcare companies and keep premiums on an even keel and have reserves for a rainy day, all of which could still fit the nonprofit mission, she says. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.